But the Baudelaires did not even glance back to see the latest grief that the doilies had caused. They kept their eyes on the pair of loathsome people who were running down the steps of Veblen Hall toward a big black pickup truck. Behind the wheel of the pickup truck was the doorman, who had finally done the sensible thing and rolled up his oversized sleeves, but that must have been a difficult task, for as the children gazed into the truck, they caught a glimpse of two hooks where the doorman's hands should have been.
"The hook-handed man!" Klaus cried. "He was right under our noses the entire time!"
Count Olaf turned to sneer at the children just as he reached the pickup truck.
"He might have been right under your noses," he snarled, "but soon he will be at your throats. I'll be back, Baudelaires. Soon the quagmire sapphires will be mine, but I haven't forgotten about your fortune."
"Gnope!"
Sonny shrieked, and Violet was quick to translate.
"Where are Duncan and Isadora?" she said. "Where have you taken them?"
Olaf and Esme looked at one another and burst into laughter as they slipped into the black...